Good morning, KSJD. You are tuned into another edition of River Radio. I'm your host, Sam Carter. Thanks for joining us. It's 2017, and River Radio is still here. We're excited for a whole nother year of great shows. If you want to hear any of our past shows in the last 2 years, you can find all those on the web at ksjd.org. Today, our guest is Casey Simpson. Casey lives here in Montezuma County, and he very recently got home from a 20-day trip through the Grand Canyon, December and January of 2016 and 17. That is winter boating, big water boating. And we're going to talk about big water, cold weather, winter boating, and all the questions you might be wondering about that kind of trip. Casey, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
It's pretty early, but you know.
Thanks for toughing it out. Okay. So, first thing, how long is this trip? Miles, and how long is it in miles?
It's 226 miles, I think. That's from Lee's Ferry to Diamond Creek. You can go, I think, another 55 or so miles, depending on how high or low Lake Mead is, get out at Pierce Ferry.
So you did 226 miles. Why would you do this trip in the winter?
Well, I think, mathematically speaking, it's the easiest time to get a permit, so that was definitely attractive. Beyond that, there's really no other boaters on the water, per se. During the summer, you've got motorboats and helicopters and all sorts of other distractions that keep you from enjoying the wilderness aspect of the river in the winter. For better or worse, nobody wants to be out there because it's freezing cold, I guess.
So the assumption is made on my part that you boat in warmer weather, spring, summer, fall. So you're going on this winter trip. What extra preparations are you making individually as a group to be ready for winter on the river?
Oh, a lot. I mean, for most of my summer trips, packing's pretty easy. You know, you take a pair of swim trunks and maybe a shirt or two. If it gets dirty or you get dirty, you can get in the river and wash off. For the winter, you're talking two or three or four dry bags full of, or for a 20-day trip, you're looking at 5-10 pairs of long underwear, probably varying thickness depending on the temperature that day. You want an extra warm bag in case somebody does go in the water. Extra sleeping bags because you might encounter rain or frost or, you know, other stuff that'll dampen your sleeping bag and make it dangerous to be in. In addition to winter boots, winter socks, socks for every day, that sort of thing.
So what did you wear on the river?
Pretty much every day I wore long underwear and a dry suit. And that dry suit's probably the most important piece of equipment you bring. I mean, it's probably life and death, more or less, if you hit the water.
Dry suit keeps you dry.
Keeps you dry, or at least mostly dry. We had a few break. They're not impervious to wear and tear, but you hope that yours is, at least for the most part.
So all this talk about cold. What was the weather like? What were the temperatures like? Was it cold?
It was pretty cold. I did a trip the week before we left to Westwater just to see what winter it was going to be like. And that weekend there was frost everywhere. It was freezing cold. You know, shoelaces would break cold. We had it pretty cold. It rained. There's definitely frost almost every night on the upper stretches of the water, but it never dropped to what I would consider dangerous cold at the campsites. Plus, we had fire and little buddy propane heaters. So
little buddy?
Little buddy.
So all this preparation, all this kind of stuff, the Grand Canyon is known for big waves, for big rapids, for big water. How does that cold water, the cold weather, how does that affect your perception of these big rapids? Does it affect your perception?
For me, yeah. I mean, I'd never done the Grand Canyon before. Big water like that, you see very few places out here, especially Southwest canyon boating. But, you know, if you mess up in a big rapid and it's freezing cold, the ramifications are way different than if it's a summer trip, potentially. I mean, if you got to get somebody cold off the water, you got to get fire going, you got to get them warmed up pretty quickly, otherwise hypothermia can set in, that sort of thing. If you swim during the summer, you know, the water is really the same temperature year round, so, you know, there's always danger. But if you swim during the summer, it's easier to get warm afterwards, and the potential for, you know, sickness or other types of problems that associated with hypothermia are greater in the winter, I would say.
Did you have any mishaps? Did you have anything you had to deal with in terms of the cold water and weather?
Yeah, we had four people swim, two people in crystal and two people in lava. One of the people who swam in lava was pretty cold, and we had to get him warm pretty fast, and that really dictated our schedule that evening. Plus, the days are so short. You want to be off the water around 3 p.m. during the winter. During the summer, you can boat till 7. I even had a friend boat me till 8 or 9 once this summer. So, I mean, I think that's totally different during the winter, for sure.
So, are you starting your days in the dark? Are you lounging around in the morning?
Not too much lounging in the morning. You are starting your days in the dark. We tried to get up around 6 every morning, definitely by 7, be on the water by 9 or 9:30. On the Grand Canyon for a 20-day trip, you got to make 12 miles a day. To make 12 miles a day, you got to be on the water by 10, 10:30, because, again, you got to get off at 3. And you have to consider any sort of mishap that might happen between the time you get on the water and when you get off, for sure.
So you're the trip leader. So you're that means you're the one getting the permit, and you're the boss and all these things. And I would assume it's your responsibility to have a big-picture vision of what's going on out there. Talk about that, being the trip leader in those circumstances with all these other people under your care.
Yeah, I mean, a lot goes into it. It's not just it's not just what you want to do. On the first or second day, we had the dory boat was cold, and they really wanted to get off the water, and looking at their little blue lips, it was definitely time to get off, and I wanted to keep going, but you got to consider the whole picture. At night when people are cold, ideally I'd like to run a trip where, you're taking all your ash out and that sort of thing. And sometimes when you need a big fire, you got to, make do with what you can hold. So it's a little bit different, but it's definitely a lot of responsibility, and certainly not something I want to do every time. Being the trip leader is a lot of work, and you got to, it's always on the back of your mind, really.
So then let's just talk about river experience in general. In the summer, in the spring, in the fall, there's all kinds of great things that happen on the rivers. What did you otherwise see that was different about a winter trip? What was missing, or what was new because it was wintertime?
Man, I'm really getting into these winter trips. I've done 3 in the last year, and, I almost don't want to say this on the radio, but there's nobody out there. I mean, I did a Westwater trip in November, and I didn't see a single other person on the river. The water was also see-through blue. That's a whole new thing. The water looks different. The experience is totally different. It takes more gear. It takes more knowledge. It takes more care. So I wouldn't just go out there and do it. Summer trips, sometimes it's a bigger party, per se, people staying up later and doing that sort of thing. But, the wilderness winter trip is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Definitely recommend it.
So last question for you. You were there for the holidays, Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's, all these things, the solstice. Did you just ignore those? Did you embrace them? How'd you deal with that?
Well, I wasn't really on top of that, but we had crew members who were. We had a great solstice party, great Christmas party. Gifts were given and received. It was probably the most magical holiday experience I've ever had. It was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Definitely something I'll remember forever.
So would you do it again in the winter?
Oh, heck yeah. Probably try to take my lady friend next time. But
yeah. Well, that's the end of the show today. Folks, we're talking with Casey Simpson about winter boating, specifically in the Grand Canyon. Casey, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Sam.
You bet. Hey, I also want to throw out there that Dolores River Boating Advocates is going to have their 4th annual permit party Friday, January 20th. That's 2 Fridays from now. Friday, January 20th, 6 to 10 p.m. That's up at the Dolores Community Center in Dolores. There's going to be food and drink, silent auction, live music, and so much more. Your chance to support Dolores River Boating Advocates. As always, thanks to the magical Tom Yoder for production and Austin Cope for running the show. And we are back to Morning Edition. Folks, we'll see you next month here on KSJD with River Radio.